Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. It is that time again. We get to worship the Lord. We get to enjoy His presence, enjoy each other. So we just want to allow everyone here to just feel free to worship the Lord however you choose. We usually try to start by standing just to kind of get the service going. But if you want to sit down during the service, that's fine. But what we really want to do is connect with our hearts. You know, it's one thing to physically make a demonstration, but if we're not standing in our hearts, if we're not bowing in our hearts, if we're not worshiping with everything that we have in our hearts, the rest is just show. And I don't ever want to be someone that worships the Lord with my lips, but my heart's far from Him. So, Lord, we just pray today that You would help us to draw close to You, Lord, with our hearts. Yes, Lord, we're going to sing with our voice. We're going to lift our hands. Some of us will dance, Lord, and we will express, Lord, the joy that we have found in You. But, Father, right now, we just ask that You would allow our hearts to connect with You in a supernatural way. Lord, we know it's where the issues of life flow from, Father. So we pray that if our heart's been drifting, if we've not been on fire for You, if we've not even gazed at You in the last few days, Lord, I pray that You would help us to focus on You this morning, Lord. And Father, we just right now, we just commit this service into Your hands. Lord, we thank You for everyone that's here. And for those that couldn't be here today, Lord, we ask You to bless them. Father, we just ask that You would touch them, Lord, in a supernatural, dynamic way, Lord, that they're never going to be the same. And so right now, Lord, we just thank You that we have, Lord, still the freedom in this country, Lord, to worship You. So let us worship You today, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Lord, as You desire. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand if you can. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we need you. Every hour of the day, Lord, every moment of our lives. And it seems like when we don't think we need you, that's when we need you the most. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord, for Yakima. Pray for Yakima County, Lord. I pray for those, Lord, that are running around all over this place, all over this city, being busy, trying to stay away from the virus and trying to stay safe. Lord, I pray for those that hearts are distant from you. Maybe have never heard the good news. Lord, they need you. Lord, they need you desperately. Lord, you are the one that has the answers for all of life. You have the answers for COVID. Lord, you have the answers for a government going out of control. Lord, you have the answers for finances going out of control. God, you are the answer. Lord, I pray that people would start to question in their hearts, Lord, where they're living, how they're living, what they're doing, Lord. And Holy Spirit, come in and speak the truth to them. Let your people rise up, Lord, in opportunities, Lord, to speak the truth, Lord, in love, sharing them, Lord, with the gospel of peace, the love of God, Lord, the truth, Lord, that they can be set free, Lord, from everything that binds them and holds them back.
Lord, we just pray right now for this city that love would flow. Lord, the perfect love, Lord, that casts out fear. Lord, the kind of love, Lord, that you died on the cross to demonstrate. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Lord, right now we also pray for our government. Lord, in the natural, we don't know what's going on. It doesn't make sense. Lord, all our Christian brothers in Afghanistan have been abandoned, Lord, to try to figure out how they're going to live, burning their Bibles, doing everything they can, Lord, just to show that they're not Christians, Lord. Lord, trying to save, Lord, what little life they have. Father, we pray, Lord, that our government would do the right thing. Lord, that there would be a rescue mission, Lord, that would bring people back, Lord. We just pray for supernatural wisdom for the Biden administration. God, we pray, Lord, that counselors that have godly wisdom, Lord, would be heard. Lord, counselors, Lord, that have the right way to do things, Lord, that they would be listened to, Father. And if they're not there, Lord, we pray, open up doors for them to come in and allow them to be heard. Pray for our Congress and our Senate, Lord. These are crazy times, Lord, so we pray that you would touch hearts, Lord. For those that know you, Lord, let them awaken to a fresh revival in their hearts to you. And Lord, that you can lead and guide them, Lord, as they help govern. Lord, we just pray right now that this nation, Lord, would turn to a place, Lord, where we would be repentant and we would look to you for the answers once again. Thank you, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, that have been sick, Lord. Pray for the Barker family, Lord. We pray for Katie, Lord. We pray for the Honers, Father. We just pray, Lord, that your healing hand would touch all of these right now in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are the one, Lord, that is in control. That we do not have to be afraid. Lord, though 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, Lord, it will not come near us because we're in you. Though we are slain, Lord, we will still praise you because you are our God. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Thank you, team. That was awesome worship. I have to tell you that it was funny this morning. I put in the songs that Elena sent me, and a few days ago she had those on her heart. And just out of the blue, Gay is listening to a worship song. And I'm sitting there working at the table doing something at the house. And all of a sudden I realize, well, this is spirit breakout. I'm thinking, well, we haven't done that in a while. I asked her, honey, why are you singing that song? And she says, oh, I just had it on my heart. So you guys were in tune today. So I think that's a confirmation when those things happen, that God is setting a seal on the service for a specific purpose. And what that will be, only time will tell, right? I want to go ahead and let you guys know about our Between Sundays. If it comes up on the screen here. There we go. Between Sundays, youth, Monday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. That's at Eric and Nancy's house. Yes, come on, youth. Got a couple youth here. They're not too excited, so we need some backflips. We need some somersaults. We need to show some excitement because I hear you guys are having fun over there. So anyway, if anyone wants to come and join them that is of high school to junior high, right, pretty much? And if they're out of high school, just out of high school, right? Okay. We don't like 40-year-olds. Hey, I'm going to youth here. It's fun. No, we're not doing that here. Anyway, Tuesday nights, Gay has a Zoom meeting, and that is at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And if you would like to join that, you can text that number there. Same thing with me. Wednesday nights, 7 to 8 p.m., I have a Zoom meeting. So those are open for anyone. I will now have four men that will be joining us that aren't really going to church right now. So that's awesome. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to put this up here because we're believing by faith we'll get to do it soon, right? Summer worship night was postponed last week because of the air conditions. There we go. And it wasn't too much better this week. So let's believe that before it gets too cold and we're wearing parkas outdoors, we can be at the CS's house for an amazing time of worship, praise and worship and song. So
So pray with me and believe with me that we're going to get to do that soon. And then if you would like to give, we have a box up front, a box in the back, and then you can also give online. You can go to the donations tab at onelifefamilyworship.com or olfw.net and click the little PayPal link, and you will be able to give. We appreciate everyone who gives faithfully, and thank you. Well, I'm excited. Really excited. Are you excited? Yes. We're really excited for our guest speaker today. Not really a guest, but there we go. Huh? It is, yeah. I'm like a disaster waiting to happen most of the time. So, but Nancy's going to come and share this. We've been talking to Eric and Nancy, and I really have been appreciating what Eric's had to share. So we're doing in every other week. They share, then we share. And so Eric is gone today. He got to go to the Seahawks game with his son, and his son bought the tickets for Father's Day. So wasn't that awesome? So Eric got to be blessed, and Nancy is not really that excited all the time about sharing on her own, but she has a deep, deep reservoir of God that's not worked in her heart. And so I asked her last week, so are you going to share? And she goes like, Then last night she told me she's going to. So I really believe the Lord has something for us today. So open up your hearts, open up your spirit, receive, and be ready to receive what the Lord has for us. Amen? Amen. Nancy.
Me? Oh, there I am. Okay, thank you. We'll see how my son does. So I'm full-time mom of an infant, if you don't know me, so there may be a chance he'll join me up here. So I'll just sit for now with you guys. How you doing? Ooh, I was going to say, how y'all doing? That was my southern roots coming out because I'm nervous. All right. This sounds really echoey to me. Do I sound echoey to you?
Yeah, he's adjusting.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. Close. Close? Like intimate close?
Yeah.
Oh, disturbingly close. Okay.
That will help, Jesse.
Okay, I will do the best I can. I kind of get... Okay.
That's why I like the headset, because it's there, and I don't have to...
Oh, I see. No, if I have the headset there, then I have nothing to tinker with and keep me steady. So, and I lose my thought a lot. Which is where it's weird. Eric is usually here. He keeps me focused and on track. He's like my planned one. I'm kind of more the pasture kind of girl. I like to know that there's a fence of safety, but that I can move it as I will. And he's kind of more like, no, I want it in cement. This is how it goes. So we work well together. He's my strength. So I'm working on that. But anyway, so today, yeah, Pastor, I knew when he asked, because there's been a stirring in my heart about a lot of different things as of recent. Oh, are you throwing a fit? That was me with the Lord when he asked me to speak. He was stirring something in me, and I felt it, but I wasn't going to say anything. And then Pastor asked, and I was like, well, yeah, okay. So I'm excited for the word that the Lord has for you guys today, though.
Yeah. That's being just not nice to you this morning.
I know. Can you hear me? Is that better? I feel better about this one. Okay. I'm not like... Okay. Anyway, so... I'm just going to pray real fast, okay? Yes. So, Jesus, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for your presence. And I thank you that you are always faithful, Lord. I thank you for the hearts that came today. Papa, I just pray that you would continue to tenderize these hearts, Lord, and continue to just call each of these people by name, Jesus, and just encounter them in the biggest, baddest of ways, Lord, that throughout their week, God, that they would just get to know the different characteristics of you, God, in fun ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, so God's been having fun with me and my emotions lately. This what I want to talk to you about today, I want it to be very hope-filled, and but it's also not an easy message, just because he's just so good. But I'm speaking to you from a raw place, because I didn't expect this early. On discipline and conditioning your spirit, man. It's such an important thing to do in your walk with the Lord. I'm not always the best with my words. Like, you get me one-on-one and I can talk really well, but you get me in front of people and I get really kind of silly. But what we're talking about today is like disciplining and conditioning your spirit, man. It's so important right now. With the way that the world is going, it's unpredictable and it's chaotic, right? And me as a mom, especially as a mom, I've been having to contend for my peace in a big, bad way. I've been having to, and that's not normal for me. My household calls me the peace mongrel. They can't, and the faith mongrel, because I'm constantly that, like, driving force of, but God. Which is true, and I still feel that way, but it's been a lot harder to stay rooted in that, not feel lifted out of that or feel chaotic or like I'm losing myself, because when I think of the things that are going on in the world, I have little ones that are dependent on me, and what I have to give to protect them or to and are the decisions that I'm making best for them. And I just bring that up because after having Tegan, I've been a little less available, or I haven't made it as much of a priority when I should have been making it more a priority to be disciplining my spirit, man, or my flesh, disciplining my flesh to yield to my spirit person, that to the Holy Spirit in me. And what I mean by that is making sure that I'm even more so pressing into, even if it's just small amounts of time, of getting into that quiet place with the Lord and making sure I'm reading my word, even if it's only a verse, even if it's, you know, just one song of worship or whatever it might be. But instead I've, you know, continued to do. And so now I'm coming to a place where, if I'm honest, the last probably little while, I've started to feel exhausted and I've started to feel crazy in my head. And I believe a lot of that has to do with my lack of healthy diet, not only in the natural, but in the supernatural, in my spirit, as far as like fueling our bodies and our spirits and our minds. And I just felt like the Lord recently has been giving me these like really weird dreams. And at first they're vivid, and I want to be one, and I want to invite you guys to start really stewarding your dreams. And this will all make sense. I promise it'll all tie together, because God speaks to us in dreams still. He spoke to Joseph. He spoke to lots of people of the faith in dream form. And sometimes we don't always understand those things. And these things almost seem like nightmares. And that was what was weird to me, because when I would wake up, I would be like trembling, like just wanting to yell out, and or in the process of yelling out because of something extremely difficult. Like one would be my son, Caden, has been attacked in my dream not once but twice now. And to the point where he was gone and there was nothing I could do about it. And that just, I mean, it really took me for a loop. And Daddy, you can bring him to me if you don't mind. And he could sit with me. Yeah, you want to come sit with Mom? So I say that because I started writing down my dreams, because that's part of stewardship, is like, okay, Lord, I don't get this. And my first write-off would have been like, oh man, the enemy's just attacking me. You know, like, this doesn't feel good. He doesn't speak to, you know, the Lord doesn't speak to me in fear and let it out. But I realized like, oh, actually the dream wasn't fear. It was more of a, like, I felt like in my spirit that there was a warning, kind of like the Lord was just conditioning me. Okay, hold on. Actually, may I get the blanket? Is there anybody here who will be offended if I hook them up under the blanket? Okay, sorry. Just a second. He's like the widow. He will not stop until he gets what he wants. The one that just kept going to the judge. Okay, so, but I love him. He grows me every day because of it. So I started writing down the dreams and just kind of look at, you know, praying into them and just saying, God, what do you have to say about this dream? Because this is what I'm feeling. And as I would do that, like, and process with my sister, which is another thing, make sure you have people in your life that you could be talking to. If you write down notes, write that. Okay. Be in community. And just asking her to pray. And as I was talking to her and telling the dream, all of a sudden, just the, basically the interpretation came. And it was more of a, the Lord was just touching a place in my heart that I've already known, but I've been kind of like, yeah, I know, I'll get there. And that was, my kids were given to me for such a time as this, and he trusts me with them, but I am not their all. I am not their safety, and I am not, even though I want to be that person for them, but I'm not. God is. And I had pulled God out of his spot in my mama bearness and put myself there. And the Lord was just really telling me, like, babe, I love you, but you are not the one that's going to keep him. He's an eternal being with me. And so he was working really on a place of fear in my heart, because I want to make sure my kids are safe. I want to make sure the decisions I'm making are going to be good. So the Lord was then talking with me about diets. He's like, you know, here you are concerned about your body. He goes, but what about your spirit? Your body's going to go. He goes, but you can take care of your spirit a lot like your body. He goes, it's all about the diet. It's how you're feeding it and what you're feeding it. He goes, if you feed it, you know, the sugar and the carbs, then yeah, it's only going to last for so long. But if you're feeding your body, it doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be 5 hours of reading your word or 5 hours of worship or, you know, overnight. But if you give him the meat, oh, it's okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you. he's just being silly under there. We're good. I'll work with him. Hopefully you guys are good, right? My youth have to put up with this all the time. So they're trained. So if you take notes, yes, it's all about what you're giving yourself, the meat of it. So making sure that your heart is postured for what you're receiving. And what I mean by that is, it's not about works, you guys. And right now, I feel like we're trying so hard as a people, as a church, as a nation to do all the right things. But where's our heart? Yeah. How is our heart? And why is our heart wanting to do these things? Because in 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about, am I there? I am. But my phone is upside down. Okay. It talks about how... Oh, do you have it up there? Oh, you do. Okay. His is an NIV, but I believe mine is still in passion. So just bear with me. If I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, yet I didn't express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. And if I were to have a gift of prophecy with the profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, you are really just having a fun time today. Yeah, you could try. He wants to bounce. I can't bounce up here. Okay, sorry guys. All right. So, and if I were to have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending supernatural knowledge, if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountains like my own, but never have learned to love, then I am nothing. If I were to be so generous as to give away everything I own and feed the poor and offer my body to be burned as a martyr, without this pure motive of love, I would gain nothing of value. So with that being said, everything that you do, make sure that your heart, like when Pastor was saying today, it was so perfect. Like, you can stand in worship, but if your heart isn't in the posture of standing or in that place of love, then there is no point, because it's just a show and you've got your reward. So I want to be hope-filled. In this time, right now, there's a lot of stuff going on. a lot of uncertainties. So it's very important that we as brothers and sisters are linking arms and we're building each other up. And we are taking our, and we're disciplining our flesh and becoming more strong in our spirit, man. That we are reading our word, that we are listening to worship, that, it doesn't mean that you can't listen to other things as well, but making sure that we're feeding what's important first. Okay? And I'm speaking from a place of where I am right now because I know these things, but sometimes I steer away from them. And so if you're note taker, quality versus quantity in the posture of your heart, making sure that it's motivated by love, not fear. Okay? Because we want to become hope released in this place right now, right? Because there is a lot of chaotic stuff and I keep talking about that, but my mandate in life is to become the peace in the chaos. I want to be a representation of the steadfast faith when things seem shaken. Like I want to, and I know that that's on your guys' heart as well, but it takes something. It looks like something for us as warriors in Christ, as brothers and sisters who are linking arms. Like some of us are going to get tired and we need to know that we have brothers and sisters standing up next to us that are refreshed and ready to go. That we can all stand in unity and stand for what we know to be truth. But we can't do that if we don't know what truth is. Because right now, they're trying to rewrite it. Okay, there are people out there trying to rewrite and define truth. And some of the things that they might be saying have trueness in them, but it's not truth. Especially when you filter it through the Word of God. And there's only one other person that I know of that has really good art and craft of twisting it just enough to make it seem good. Oh, that's still good because it's not. The only way that you're going to recognize a counterfeit is if you know the real deal. So making sure that you are spending time in your word and getting to know who he is and who he says he is, hiding those things in your heart, because I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to have these at our disposal. And that's just an honest thing. And this isn't to bring fear, because none of this is to bring fear. It's to bring grace and hope and understanding that we are warriors. We get to be out there and give love where other people don't even know what that is anymore. We get to be the true definitions of grace, the truth definitions of truth and grace and love and hope and joy. And God gives us all of those gifts fully. Like he doesn't give them in part to us. Like, I always forget the word. Eric always knows it. There's 9 gifts of the Spirit and it's the one, the discipline, the self-control. Yes. Even that comes in fullness. We just get to, it's just how much we choose to tap into it. Right? So with that being said, there on Proverbs 18:21, God says there is power of life and death in our tongues. And that's so important because those who love it will eat its fruit. Okay. But the power of life and death, I ask you, or the reason I say that is because this is another avenue of when we're feeding our spirits out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what kind of words are you speaking right now in this time? Are we speaking ill of the government? Are we speaking ill of our brothers and sisters? Are we speaking ill of this person who posted that on social media? Are we speaking ill, or are we building up and bringing life to those people and speaking in opposition of what's going on? Okay. So we just doing a vital check is what I tell my kids all the time. I'm like, okay, how are your vitals? Where's your mind? How's your heart? Has it been conditioned today? How are you? Like, how's your spirit? Like, where is it at? Because sometimes when we go out in the world, you're going to start, and some of my stresses and the things that I'm feeling, I had to realize I was taking on some of what was going on around me. And instead of being transformed and knowing the truth, I had not been delving in that. So some of those truths that they were defining for me were becoming more truthful to me than God's word. And so making sure that we're basking in his word, that we're spending time with him so that when those things come along, we can say, oh, shoo fly, don't bother me. No, thank you. And then move in and begin to speak in life. Because his word, when we hide his word in our hearts, it compels us. It compels us to show grace. It compels us to show mercy. It compels us to sharpen iron with grace and with mercy and with love. It doesn't mean that we just say that things are okay and that our brothers and sisters can continue in, but we're able to speak from a place of love to help them see, like, oh, okay, but bring correction in humility, because we have to know where we're at first, right? And never wanting to come in the place of judge. Does this make sense? Are you guys sticking with me? Does anybody have any questions? Do you guys feel encouraged? Or are you guys feeling a little bit like, ooh? Okay. Thanks. And I'm talking to myself too. I need you guys to know I have kind of fallen off a little bit. I got tired. And that's easy to do. But when we recognize that we've been tired, it's up to us. Nobody else can do it for us to get back on that horse again, to start reading the book for us. Nobody's going to worship for us. Nobody's going, nor should they. They have their own things to carry. So I just wanted to bring you an encouraging word in this time of, to give you some, to remind us. I just feel like God is really back to basics right now. He just wants it to be, I don't want to oversimplify things because this is a difficult time, but just remembering, like, if we can do these things, if we can read our word, if we can be in worship, if we can constantly be praying and speaking to people with life, regardless as to what their decisions are, but respect the person, even if we don't like the decisions, even if we don't like that, we don't have to partner with those things, but we do need to be partnering with our brothers and sisters, no matter whether they're in faith or not, and speaking the gold about who they are and making sure that we are being the expression of Jesus that they don't get to see very much anymore. The Jesus that's being taken out right now by those who have the power to. But I don't want to be one that lies down and says, okay, you can have him. You can take it. I want to be one that goes down. I want to be on the front lines saying, absolutely not. You cannot and you will not have my children. You cannot and you will not have my brother. You cannot and you will not take my God from me. And you cannot have my peace. You will not take my joy, because that's mine. I get to have that. God gave that to me, and I want to give it to you. But I can't force it on them, but they will not take that from me. But the only way we can have peace in this time is if we are rooted in who he is, because he is peace. He is joy. He is long-suffering. He is selfless and so, 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 so good. And so in times, even if, and my mandate as a mom, I have to know, the reason I started with the dreams is he's coming to me because my mandate in life has always been, but I kind of got off track a little bit, is I need to know that I know that I know that even if things get bad and they force this, you know, things are forced on me or my kids or whatever, that God is still good. Yeah. He's still a miracle working God. He still loves us. He has not forsaken us. And that goes for you too, my children, my lovely, lovely youth. I love you so much. You guys, just because you're young does not exclude you from this. If nothing else, you should be fighting that much harder, because you guys are warriors and you have strength and endurance like nobody's business. You guys are, they want to say that you guys are dumb, the people of the world. The enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy your callings and your faith and your ability to be bold and tell you that you don't know what you're talking about, but you do. That voice that's in you, that those little things that kind of ping you on occasion when you hear something or whatever, and you don't want to, you know, like, and you know that maybe you shouldn't be doing it, listen. If there's any one thing I can tell you, listen. And stay on that path. And if you have questions, go to your parents and ask, okay? And make sure that you're reading your word. Because this does not exclude you. You don't get to be absent just because you're young. I'm going to hold you accountable because I love you. And I know that you guys are warriors because I've seen you. I've watched you worship. Oh, what a beautiful thing that is. And I've seen you pray. I've heard you pray. And I know that I know that I know that you guys are ready to help us and to help the Lord to be on to be his warriors, to be the lovers of people, even when nobody else wants to be. So no more for me. I don't know about for you, but I don't want to be somebody who's living off fruits from past season. I want my fruit to be fresh. But for a little while there, I was kind of living in my fruits that I had taken harvest of and canned, for lack of a better word. And so they're still good, but they're not what they could be because it's from another season. And I'm trying to bring it in and make it fresh, and that's not going to do me well. It'll hold me off for a little bit. And I don't want that for you either. So make sure your food that you're giving your spirit is fresh, that you're reading, that it's constant. Thank you. It's his word. And fasting. I'm just telling you guys, like, I was reading on Jesus in the gospel. And it's so funny because I've always stuck with Matthew and Luke. And I never really read John because I always thought John was going to be like, I don't know. I just always thought that maybe he would be like the hard one, but I guess he's like the love one. That was a revelation for me. He's the easiest one. I'm reading. I'm like, wow, this is such a new perspective. So it's been fun getting to know that particular gospel, and it's renewing. But just knowing that Jesus, even Jesus, just watching his model. So if nothing else, go in the gospels and read it and just watch what he did. He walked with people. He made sure he had people around him that sharpened him and that asked him irritating questions and caused him to be a better question asker. You know what I mean? And fasting, like when he knew when he was going into a place that was not going to be easy, he went and he fasted and he got with his father to make sure that he was doing only what his father was doing and that he was saying only what his father was saying. And then when he came back, even though his body was weak, his spirit was so strong and he was able and moved mountains and cast out demons and brought people to life. And we get to do those same things and more because he tells us we do. He left so the Holy Spirit could come so that he could be and do more. He had to go so that we could. And I love that. And yes. So anyway, and also worship. Do not forget to worship because worship is what won most of the battles. There were sword battles, sure, but most of the stories that I read in the Word, like with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were called and set apart, and it wasn't overnight. This was a years of preparation and just lifestyle, right? But they were able to stand strong and stand in faith, in truth, and hold steadfast to those truths because they knew who he was, who he is, and who he's always going to be, right? So I just want to leave you with this. Make sure your food is fresh. It doesn't need to be a lot, guys. It doesn't have to be hours and hours. Just make sure that it's fresh, that it's good. You're reading your word, okay? Before you're reading a good book. Make sure that you are taking like 5 minutes to worship before you play your video games. Make sure that your spirit man is on point. And us too as adults, before we get on our phones, I understand, like, even I get distracted by these things, why I hate them. I want to go back to landlines. But it's like, but that's discipline, right? Self-control. Having self-control, practicing, like, instead of when I come in here, I'm going to check my text, and put it away, or I'm going to read my word. And then for as long as I've checked to text, I'm reading my word and making sure that I've gone a minute longer and just exercising myself that way. And so, anyway, just a minute. Jesus. Anybody have any questions? No? Okay. Jesse, will you play that? Oh, never mind. Pastor Mike's got it. I just want to use this time. And I would love it if you guys would just join me. It's a song. It's called I Love Your Presence. Because I do. I love his presence. And if there's nothing else that you can do, make sure that you're getting in his presence. You guys, I'm speaking to you, family. He has your son. He says he does. Jonathan is going to be okay. There's nothing that you can do that God isn't already doing and that he won't do. He loves your son more than you, and I know that's sometimes hard to hear as a parent, but Jonathan isn't a lost cause. He has a name, and he wants you to know that. Okay? So I just want to invite you guys up here to the altar just to get with Jesus, to kind of get out of your comfort zone a little bit if you're willing. If you're not, that's okay. Just do something at your chair, I guess, that you would normally not do. But I would just really challenge you, because I feel like God has something that he wants to do in our hearts, a boldness he wants to instill today, to be able, and a tenacity and a... just get in his presence. Let him fill you up and give you the encouragement that he has for you. And I'd like to come around and maybe just pray with you if you're up here.
So I just wanted to say something, and I felt it all morning. As Mike was saying, when we had come over early and we were cleaning the church, and I get hot and sticky and sweaty and all that, so I go back and sit down in the air, and I was just, something I read reminded me of the song Elena picked. And what I love about that is we come to church and we think that we're here, and that everything that is said and everything that is done is just something that's kind of thrown together. But God loves us so much. He plans way ahead of time what he wants to do in our spirits and in our hearts and in our lives. He's not surprised by anything Nancy said. He's not shocked by anybody that is sitting here. He had this day planned for you. And as this song was being sung, it doesn't come down to anything other than giving up a part of us to get a part of Jesus. A little bit more, and just switching the balance to where it's more Jesus than us. And it says in scripture that I die that he may abound even more in me. And that's a good thing for us as people of God, that it's necessary. So when opportunity is given, jump in with both feet, because it may be the very thing that tips the balance to the point where no matter what happens in our lives, whatever's happening with the world, the government, the pandemic, all of that, it's not going to weigh us down. It's going to tip the balance in Jesus' favor in our lives. And that's choice he gives us. And we have to take it, because he's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself. But he has a plan for each one of our lives. He has a yes and an amen for each one of our lives. He has a call. We all were called, as Nancy said, for such a time as this. He purposed that we would be born in this era, that we would go through the pandemic. And how you can say, well, that's not very good, God. He planned for me to go through a pandemic. He needs us so that people find him. He needs us. And if he doesn't use us, he will use somebody else. I want to be used. I do not want a rock to cry out to my Lord for me. I want to do it. I want to be the one to do it. And he will pick something or someone else if I don't. Amen? Nancy, did you have this back? You were going to end it?
Okay. Yeah. How am I supposed to follow that? No, that was really good. She just, you know, very much more clearly and concisely communicated what I've been saying. So, thank you. I love you guys so much. And I just want to encourage you. This is just a little snapshot into what I've been going through and doing, and I just wanted to share those things with you, because I feel like they're for more than just me, you know, especially right now. It's not beyond agenda, beyond decisions and things like that. This is just us as brothers and sisters, and I wouldn't be a very good sister if I wasn't willing to equip you and give you some of the hard words sometimes. And it's all in hope, all in glory, because he wins. We win. No matter what, right? No matter what. And I'm okay with that. That sounds like a good plan to me. Good deal, right? So, yeah, just be encouraged and know, like, he loves you. And you are so, so loved and so, so purposed. You're not by accident. And you are not, even the things that you find to be flawed, he put there on purpose. So know that. There's not an ounce of flaw on you. Not in his eyes. He's going to use every single part for his glory. So in Jesus' name, everybody go and have a good meal. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.